Before I begin, it's important to address the topic of today's episode. I'll be discussing an ongoing investigation that was recently covered in the news, and I want to make it clear that I'm not a legal expert, nor am I directly involved in this investigation. The information I'll be presenting is based solely on what has been publicly disclosed and reported by reputable news sources. Any opinions or speculations shared during this episode are my own and should be interpreted as such. Also, I want to stress that my intention is not to make any accusations or implicate anyone in any wrongdoing. My aim is to analyze the available information and offer my perspective on this matter. However, it is essential to recognize that because this is an ongoing investigation, details may continue to evolve and new information may come to light that could change the narrative. I encourage my listeners to stay informed through reliable news sources and to form your own opinions based on the facts presented. While I strive for accuracy and fairness in this discussion, if you believe any information shared in this episode is inaccurate, or if you have any concerns about this discussion, please don't hesitate to reach out to me directly. I value your feedback and want to ensure that we're providing content that is both informative and responsible. I think it has become one of these things that a lot of people think, oh, here's a way I can make some money. And I have had people call me and say, hi, you know, I have a room in my house and do you have an old person you can send me to live there? I mean, literally, I'm not even making that up. I've had someone say that to me. And of course, my response is, yeah, no, that's not happening. So what are some red flags? Let's talk about this.
Welcome to Aging in Style, the podcast dedicated to celebrating aging and what it takes to do it well. I'm Lori Williams. I'm a certified senior advisor and senior housing expert. In each episode, you'll learn stories of older adults who are thriving in their 70s, 80s, 90s, in some cases in their hundreds. Whether you're an older adult or the child of an older adult, this podcast is filled with insightful resources, organizations that are doing incredible work, and stories that will inspire you to volunteer, learn, and who knows, maybe even skydive in your golden years. Hi, welcome to Aging in Style. I'm so glad that you've tuned in today. Today's story is a really ugly and disturbing one. And I mean, I feel like we need to talk about it. It's awful. And the more that I have sort of dug into this by researching on Google and watching a lot of interviews, I have just become more upset about it and just disgusted. So the story I want to talk about is here in Texas. The big headline story is this one: Arlington police investigate alleged abuse by caregivers at assisted living homes. This is an awful story where this woman opened residential care homes or group homes. Now, from what I have learned, they were unlicensed homes, and we'll go more into that, the difference between licensed and unlicensed, in a minute. But the name of the homes were Love and Caring for People, which, as you learn more about the story, it's even more sickening that she would choose to call it Love and Caring for People, because she's been accused of doing none of that. In the home, she, like I said, she had five of them around the Dallas area, like Arlington, Grand Prairie area. And just 13 people, they believe, have died in her homes. And it was a scam. So she was getting these people who needed care to move in. And then she's been accused of now is abuse and neglect of disabled adults. But also, she's been accused of stealing from them. I mean, it was a total fraud scheme. She was stealing their debit cards, their money, signing, having things signed over. Like in one case, I believe it was a lady had a will that everything was written over to leave everything to her. So they were in this, or she was in this, simply to not take care of people. Just the worst. To me, this is just, in my opinion, and I'm sure most people's opinion, the very worst in the world are people who prey on our elderly and disabled, the people who are the most vulnerable that we need to be caring for. And it's just, it sickens me. I'll add children to that too. So people who prey, who are awful with children too. I don't understand how people can do that. So this woman has been arrested, thank God. And, you know, more and more charges are coming to light, and more people are coming forward, and the police are seeking out other people who may have been victims of this woman and the love and caring for people. I wouldn't be surprised if this has been going on for a while under different names as well, but that's just kind of my thoughts. So basically, I want to talk a little bit about these, you know, it says assisted living, but they're care homes. And we have talked about care homes in length, and I'm a huge fan of care homes. There are some wonderful, wonderful care homes out there. We've talked about them before. They're basically homes in regular neighborhoods that are owned typically by a nurse or with some physical therapist. So they're owned by nurses and with physical therapists, just different people who are typically in the medical field, have worked maybe as a caregiver for years and years and years, and they know what they're doing. And, you know, they are running a service and running a business that truly is intended and meant to take care of people. So in the state of Texas, the care homes have to be licensed if they have more than three people. And then they're licensed just like an assisted living. And it can be expensive. They have to put in a sprinkler system. There's a lot of other things they have to do. But that's good, you know, because they are investing in their business. They're putting everything together the right way. And they are, you know, there's some accountability there. They will be inspected just like an assisted living would be. On the other side, you can have unlicensed homes in Texas. Three and under is the number. Now, I will say there are some unlicensed care homes that we do work with. They can be wonderful for people who are very budget conscious. And there are some great ones where the people just want to have a smaller home. They don't have the money. They don't want to put into the expense of getting it licensed. Or maybe the house just isn't big enough to, you know, bring in 6 to 8 people. So in that case, you know, like I said, we have some that we have vetted that we feel are good, you know, good homes for people. But for most of the care homes we work with, the great majority are licensed. And I'll go into a little more about that later in what our type of service, how we vet all of the different types of care homes. So that being said, these care homes owned by this woman, the love and caring for people, she had 5 unlicensed care homes. And from what I've read, it sounds like it wasn't just older people that she was moving into her homes. It sounds like she was trying to find people who were even younger, but with disabilities. Like there was a horrible story of a lady who had cerebral palsy. So it sounds like she was bringing in people just who had lower income and needed a place to be. And so she was providing that. At this point, and what I have researched is that 13 people have died at her homes. I don't know if all of those were due to the alleged abuse and neglect, but highly likely she's being investigated right now. The police had received multiple reports about abuse, theft, neglect, and fraud, and very serious abuse. So this is an awful story. And one of the things about this is that I hope it doesn't scare people off of care homes completely or assisted living. Anytime something like this happens, it just casts all of it in a bad light. And, you know, you're always going to have a few bad apples in a bunch. Because, I mean, the majority of people who own care homes are loving and kind people who are doing this from their heart. Now, I will say that in the past, past 6 months, we have been inundated with people opening care homes. And we don't just say, sure, you know, let's sign you up. We go and see the homes, we vet the people, and, you know, there's certain things we look for. So I think it has become one of these things that a lot of people think, oh, here's a way, you know, I can make some money. And I have had people call me and say,
hi, you know, I have a room in my house and do you have an old person you can send me to live there? I mean, literally, that I'm not even making that up. I've had someone say that to me. And of course, my response is, yeah, no, that's not happening. So what are some red flags? Let's talk about this. If you have a loved one in a care home, or you're considering a care home or group home, what are some things to look for? And so in my history of talking to people who have been in different situations, and then also just listening to some of the reports I just watched on Google about the situation, here are some things that people said. So red flags, the one, I just had a gut feeling. There was one gentleman who was being interviewed. His cousin died in one of these love and caring for people homes. And he said, I just had a bad feeling. And she was saying to me, I want to get out of here. I think they're trying to kill me. That's definitely a red flag that she was saying that. And she didn't have dementia. So it wasn't that she, you know, was confused or anything. She was truly frightened. And he was saying that he'd had a bad feeling all along. Another big one is it's hard to make contact. The calls are being monitored. And he said that, like, he couldn't get through to her. They were monitoring the calls and wouldn't let her talk to him. Another big one, and I had this happen once here in Dallas, this next red flag. They were blocked from visiting their family. There was a care home where a family called me and said, we're only allowed one day a week, I think it was on Wednesdays, 1 hour to go to the home and visit my mom. I'm like, oh no, no, that is a red flag. And she was saying, well, it's an hour, I'm at work, I can't go and see her. I'm like, absolutely, that is a red flag. You should not be you should not be blocked from visiting your family member. That's craziness. That would make me think something not good was going on. And she ended up moving her mom out of there. The next red flag would be that they're not taking them to medical appointments, which in this case with this love and caring home, people were not being taken to their appointments. The other thing they said was that, in this again, another red flag, if they did talk to the family member, they sounded like slurred or they were out of it. And so they're also believing that they were drugging these people, just, you know, drugging them to sleep or whatever, because they weren't caring for them. I mean, it's just, it's awful. Really, really awful, the reports on Google. So how can you ensure that you are picking a good care home versus a bad one for a family member? And again, I want to say, care homes are wonderful for the right person. I'm a huge fan of them. And I, again, just hate that this awful story, what this particular person has done, is casting a bad light on others. So let me just talk about, you know, if I were looking for a care home for my mother, what I would do in my search. So one, you need to consider the whole licensed versus unlicensed care home. I would go for the licensed, unless there was a reason, you know, very budget conscious. As I said, there are some good unlicensed homes too, but licensed, I feel you have more protection. So I would go licensed. Second, I would ask for references from families who have lived there in the past. I would also ask to meet the other residents and their family members, if at all possible. In addition, make sure that you can visit at any time. What are their policies about that? Make sure when you're in there that, you know, obviously when you're in there touring, I feel like if anyone had gone in these homes, the love and caring for people homes, they would have seen people looking drugged and out of it. There were stories that one woman was in a diaper, had not been changed for days and days and days. So, I mean, you're going to look at the other residents. Do they look dirty? Are they out of it? If someone's not being changed, I'm sure there was an awful smell in the home. There were probably bed sores. I mean, God only knows. So, I mean, you're going to use all your senses when you go in and visit to determine if this is going to be a place that you want your mom to be in. So, I mean, you're going to look for cleanliness and not of just the home, but also of the residents who are there. The last thing that I would say, I feel strongly, this is what I would do. If I have, you know, my mom or my dad or grandma or grandpa truly needs the higher level of care, we want to do a care home, we like, you know, we like how that is set up, we feel like that's going to be a good fit, I would use a local reputable placement service. And I say this not just because I own a placement service, but let me just tell you what we do. We don't just, you know, as I said, when someone calls up and says, hey, I have a care home, can you sign me up? We don't just sign them up. We go out and visit. If we have a bad feeling at all, there's many that don't make the cut with us. And we're just like, we're not, maybe they're good, but we had a feeling or it just wasn't up to the standards that we're looking for. So we wouldn't work with them. The local placement services can tell you this house. If it's licensed, they can tell you what the reputation is. Typically, like we stay in touch with families, we've moved into the home, so we can give you their experience, what they're thinking about it, how their experience has been. So, I mean, I feel like if you just Google care homes, and I honestly, I don't know how people were finding this love and caring for people. One of the reports said that they were finding her through hospitals were giving her the information or giving them information to find the place. So I don't know how, you know, maybe that is how they were finding it. But I just feel like, you know, if you Google, you could pull up, you know, a care home. I mean, they're a little harder to find Googling, but you might find one, but you don't know who's lived there before. You don't know the background. So that's why I'm saying definitely call a local reputable placement service to help you and guide you through this. They can tell you the reputation, something about the person who owns the home, about their background, their character. Just this is too important of a decision to make to just go kind of try and figure this out on your own. And I feel like that about any kind of senior living, assisted living, memory care, or residential care homes. I feel like you really need the guidance of a professional when you start this journey. I've talked about this on many of the other podcasts, and some of the reasons are, you know, not only for the safety of your loved one, but also, you know, sometimes we have people who really don't need to be in assisted living. They could have been fine in a independent living, but they've, you know, found it on their own, moved in, and they're paying, you know, maybe double what they need to be paying. So there's things like that as well. But you know, to kind of come back to this whole situation with this care home, I really think it's important that you reach out to someone who can better guide you professionally with your search. Anyhow, this is a tough one, y'all. This one, like I said, it just makes me just so angry. And in the past week, I've probably been emailed the link about this story probably about 10 times because, you know, everyone knows that this is what I do and I love my seniors and everyone's like, you know, do you know about this care home? And no, I don't. Thank God. It's not one that has ever contacted us and never talked to this owner, never seen this house, anything about it. But, you know, certainly it's not one that we would have worked with, obviously. But, you know, I hate to bring such downer news to y'all, but we have to be careful. We have to take care of our loved ones who are so vulnerable to predators. And it'll be interesting and sad to see how this all pans out. Anyhow, please reach out to me if you have any questions. And we're going to also put links to other stories on here. I'm sure Anna, my producer, will add a link to residential care homes so you know a little more about what a care home is, if this is the first time you've even heard that term about care homes, and then also why it's important to use a placement service, kind of what we do, how it works, just to give you a little more information. And please share this podcast with your friends, neighbors, families. I think it's good information for everyone to know. The key takeaway for me that I want you to have is that don't let this scare you and think that all assisted living or all residential care homes that all are bad, because they're not. Not all are bad. There are so many good ones out there where people are doing the right thing and they are serving from their hearts. So just don't live in fear that, oh my gosh, they're all like this, because it is scary when you see the headlines day after day. But there are good people out there, and I think there's more good than bad. Anyhow, that's what I have for y'all today, and I will talk to you next week. Bye-bye.